And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, so that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word to them. And they come to him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come near to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy,
Son, your sins be forgiven you.
But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them,
Why reason you these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Arise and take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins,
he said to the sick of the palsy,
I say to you, arise, and take up your bed, and go your way into your house.
And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, so that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying,
We never saw it on this fashion.
And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted to him, and he taught them.